Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. The Voice of Hope is a program to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And I want to bring greetings to all of you who are in Bungoma and Western Kenya. In the name of Jesus, I greet you today and pray that God encourages you with this word today. And all of you who are listening on by the internet in different countries, I pray this word encourages you today in the midst of the challenges you are going through. We are facing difficult times, and I want to talk about those today and how we respond to the challenges we have in our world today. And God has a way for us to overcome. God has a way for us to conquer, and we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Now, I think as we come closer to the return of Christ, that we're going to see more and more problems in the world. And I'll call these problems storms that we have in the world. And problems are going to increase because wicked and evil is increasing. And the enemy is continuing to increase his activity because he knows the return of Jesus Christ is soon. So we need to prepare ourselves for two things. We need to prepare ourselves for the problems that are coming and the challenges that are coming, and we need to prepare ourselves for the return of Jesus Christ. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. To begin with, I encourage you to get a piece of paper and write the scriptures down I share with you today. But in Matthew 24, Jesus talks about what's going to happen in the world just before he returns. And I want to look especially at Matthew chapter 24, verse 36 through 39. Matthew 24, 36 through 39. It says, but of the day, that is talking about the day he comes back, but of that day and hour, no one knows when he's going to come back, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as in the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days of Noah, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So Jesus says before he comes back, it's going to be like the days of Noah. Now, Noah was a man in the Bible that God called to build an ark. It says in Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, preparing an ark for the saving of his household. So God spoke to Noah in Genesis and told him to prepare a big, huge boat because a big flood was coming that would cover the whole earth. Now, in Noah's time, they had never had a flood like this, so they didn't know what a flood was like. In fact, many people believe before the days of Noah, they didn't have rain. They just had a dew that came on the ground every day. But so people had not seen rain and people had not seen a flood. And Noah did not build this big ark or big boat by water. He built it on the mountain. So it looked like a very foolish thing for Noah to build this big, huge boat on top of a mountain and declare that a flood was coming. And it took 120 years for Noah to build this big boat. That's how big this boat was. And he built it because he was warned for something that had not yet seen. He built it by faith because God had told him to build this big ark in preparation for this big flood that was coming. And so for 120 years, Noah warned the people all over the earth that this big flood was coming. And in Peter chapter 2, verse 5, it says, God did not spare the ancient world, but saving Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. So Peter calls Noah a preacher of righteousness. Righteousness is right relationship with God. So Noah, God provided a way of salvation for people, for Noah and for anyone who would enter the boat. But you had to enter the boat, the big ark, to be saved. If you stayed outside the ark, you'd be lost. And so Noah, as a preacher of righteousness, warned people that you need to get in the boat. in order to be saved from the flood that was coming. And God sent this big flood on the earth because of the wickedness and evil was so terrible on the earth that God destroyed all mankind except those who got in the ark. And Jesus is a symbol of that ark. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus came to earth. He died on the cross for our sins. He rose again, and he provides salvation for everyone who will believe in him and give their lives to him. So just as in Noah's day, the ark that Noah built was a place of salvation for everyone, today Jesus Christ is our way of salvation. And as things get worse and worse in our world, in order to escape the evil of this world, we have to enter into the boat, the salvation of Jesus Christ. We have to be in Christ. When we're in Christ, we're not in the world. We're in Christ. See, the ark was a place of safety. Jesus is a place of safety. But you can't be in the world and the things of the world and be in Jesus at the same time. A person could not be in the world and in the ark, the big boat, at the same time. They had to choose to enter the ark. But Jesus says, as in the days of Noah, it will be the same way when he comes back again. And I believe the day of Jesus is coming back, coming sooner, when he's going to come back to earth and receive all those who have put their trust and confidence in him. If you're not saved today, I encourage you to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Just confess your sin before God. That's what the Bible says. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. So just confess your sin before God. Repent of your sin. Repent means to turn away from your sin. So it's not enough to just say, I'm sorry for your sin. You need to turn away from your sin. And when you do that, God cleanses you from all sin. He comes and lives in your life by your Holy Spirit and helps you change your life so you live in right relationship with him. And so you confess your sins, you turn away from your sin, accept Jesus as your Savior, and give your life to him. You can just pray that prayer anytime. Anyone can pray that prayer and accept Jesus as your Savior and receive salvation, because salvation is in Jesus Christ. There is no salvation anywhere else but in Jesus Christ. But you have to be in Christ. So you can't just pray a prayer and accept Jesus and believe you're saved. No, you have to be in Christ. In other words, your life has to be in Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean just going to church. That means you live for Jesus every day. See, if you're in your house, you're in a place of safety. If you're outside your house, you're not. See, and if you're in Christ, you're in the place of safety. But if you're outside of Christ, you're not in the place of safety. And there are people who are deceived. They think if they pray a simple prayer and they can just live like they want and they're saved. No, you have to follow Christ. You have to be a disciple of Christ. You have to be a believer in Christ. You have to be a disciple of Christ. So Jesus says, when he gets ready to come back, it'll be just like in the days of Noah. And he says in verse 38, for as in the days of Noah before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and took them away. And so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. So the people, because they had never seen a flood, they had never seen a big storm like this, They didn't believe it was going to happen. And so they didn't enter the ark. And they were just busy with life. They were busy doing business, busy making money, busy living. And they're so busy with life that they didn't enter the ark that God had prepared for them, the way of salvation. And sometimes today, we can think, oh, Jesus hasn't come back. But I tell you, Jesus is going to come back when we least expect it. Jesus said, no one knows when he's going to come back. Not even the angels in heaven, but only the Father knows. And one day Jesus, the Bible says Jesus is going to appear in the sky, and all those who have died in Christ will rise from the dead and get new bodies. And those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up in the air to be with Jesus. And he said that will happen in just a twinkling of an eye, just a snap moment like that. And every Christian will disappear off the face of the earth. those who have put their faith in Christ, those who are walking in Christ. So Jesus warns us as we come into the last days, his return is soon, we shouldn't just be busy with life. We need to be walking with Jesus Christ. Our life needs to be in Christ. So as you see increased problems in the earth, it's not a time to get more and more busy just trying to solve problems. It's a time to get our life in Christ, to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ. And you know, in here in America, this past month, we had two big storms called hurricanes. And their hurricanes are big winds and storms that come off the ocean that bring flooding to America. And we had two of them recently, and one of them came, and there was a big mountain area that's in part of America, very high, big mountains, and people lived in these mountains, and they didn't prepare for the storm. They heard the storm was coming. They knew this terrible storm was coming, but they thought they were safe up in the mountains. And so they didn't prepare for the storm. They were just doing as life as normal. And the storm came, and this area had never had a hurricane, never had a storm like this. But this particular storm, it came in, and it came right through those mountains, and it caused big flooding, and over 270 people died tragically in the storm, in the flooding from this storm. Why? Because they heard the storm was coming, but they didn't prepare for the storm because they believed they were safe. They believed because they were up in the mountains, this storm could not reach them. Then there's another place in America called Florida where a few weeks later the same kind of storm came. But Florida had had other storms like this. So they believed the storm was coming, so they prepared for the storm. And they carefully prepared everything. They sealed their house up. Many left the area and went to other places in the country so that the storm would not kill them. And the storm came through, and only 40 people died because they refused to leave their homes and stayed in their homes. See, God has sent a warning to us. Jesus sent a warning to us that when we see evil and problems increase in the world, it's time to prepare for his return. And so we need to prepare ourselves for the return of Jesus Christ. And I want to look today how we can prepare for us, because Jesus is the master of storms. Jesus is the one who has power over storms, if we put our confidence in him. And so I want to look at two storms that happen in the gospel, and we can learn some lessons from these storms. The first one we see is in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. And in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus and the disciples were on the Lake of Galilee. The Lake of Galilee was a very big lake. And they were on the Lake of Galilee, and a big storm came up. And the storm was so huge that water waves were going into the boat, and the disciples thought they were going to drown in the storm. And Jesus was sleeping in the middle of the storm. Why is Jesus sleeping in the storm? Because Jesus is not worried about storms. He is the Son of God. He's not concerned about storms. He can't die in a storm because he's the Son of God. So he was sleeping. And so in fear, they woke Jesus up. And they said to Jesus, "Save us from this storm because we're going to drown." And in Matthew 8:26, it says, "But Jesus said to them, 'Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?' Then he arose and rebuked the winds and sea, and there was a great calm. So the disciples marveled, saying, 'Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?'" See, Jesus is the master of storms. And so when we have a storm, we need to be in Jesus Christ. Jesus needs to be in our boat. See, disciples, no matter how bad the storm got, and no matter how much water got in the boat, they were not going to go down and drown because Jesus was in their boat. And see, when Jesus is in your life, when you live for Jesus, you see, if they were just in doing their own thing and out in a boat by themselves, they could die in the storm. But because Jesus in their boat, they couldn't die in the storm because Jesus was in their boat. And Jesus is the master of storms. See, Jesus needs to be in the center of your family. Jesus needs to be in the center of your business. Jesus needs to be in the center of everything you do. Because when you involve Jesus in everything you do, Jesus will protect you from storms. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulations and problems, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. So when Jesus is in your life and you're in Jesus, you will survive and overcome storms because Jesus is in your life. And Jesus is the master of any storm. So no matter what problem you have today, Jesus can overcome that problem if your life is in Jesus Christ. The second example I want to look at, we find this story in John chapter 6, also in Matthew 14 and Mark 6. Matthew 14, Mark 6, and John chapter 6. We have the same story in all three of these Gospels, but each one tells something that will add something different to the story. And so in the story in Matthew, we find that Jesus has finished feeding 5,000 people. He tells the disciples to get in a boat and cross over the lake, and he goes up in the mountain and prays. So he's not in the boat. He goes up in the mountain and prays. And so they're on the boat, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's called the fourth watch, at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're in a big storm, and Jesus is not in the boat. They're in a big storm, but Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, can see them struggling in this storm. And so Jesus comes walking to them on the water. Now, they weren't in a storm because of disobedience. They were doing what Jesus told them to do. And sometimes we as believers and Christians, we can be living exactly what Jesus has told us to do. We can be giving our life for Jesus Christ, serving Jesus Christ, and we can be in the middle of a storm. A big problem can come, and we can wonder where Jesus is. You know, my wife and I served as missionaries in Kenya for 8 years. We lived in Bungoma, Kenya for 8 years. And during our sixth year in Bungoma, we had a child named Nicole. And Nicole had seizures. And those seizures caused a lot of brain damage. And we went back to America, and they were able to stop the seizures, but the seizures had caused a lot of problems to her brain. And so even today, she's 30 years old now, and she needs help with everything. She needs help with feeding and dressing and bathing and she can't do anything on her own because she can't think. She looks perfect, but her brain has a problem, and so she can't learn how to do things. And you know, we were serving God as missionaries in Kenya. We had left America, left our families, left everything, and we were serving God as missionaries in Kenya. And a big storm came to our life, a very big storm named Nicole, a very big problem. And we didn't understand why that problem was happening. But our faith was in Jesus Christ, and our confidence was in Jesus Christ. Oh, we were discouraged. We wept because of our problem. It was a very difficult thing, and it continues to challenge us. But we found that Jesus is the master of storms. And in the midst of our storm, Jesus came to us. At first, we didn't understand why this happened to us. We're doing your will. Why can this thing happen to us? But because we were born again, our life was in Jesus Christ, our confidence in Jesus Christ, we believed and trusted Jesus even when we didn't understand why this storm came into our life. So we moved back to America. I started a Bible school in America, and I started an organization, and I now travel all over Africa preaching and teaching in conferences and seminars. And so God, through this storm, because we put our confidence and trust in Him, He actually grew our ministry and made our ministry greater than it was before. Before, we were just in Kenya. Now we're all over Africa. And God has used me in a great way. Why? Because I didn't lose confidence in the middle of the storm. And Jesus came to me in the middle of the storm. Jesus came to my wife and I in the middle of the storm. So in this storm, the boat is filling with water. They don't know how to solve the problem. The problem is too big for them. And Jesus, who is our great intercessor, the Bible calls Him our high priest. He sits at the right hand of God, interceding for us. He was praying for the disciples. He saw in the Spirit the disciples struggling, and he came to them walking on the water. Now, in the account in Matthew, when Peter sees Jesus coming on the water, because of Peter's love for Jesus, faith arose in Peter's heart. And Peter said, "Can I come to you in the storm? Can I get out of the boat and come to you?" Now we know that people can't walk on water. That's something impossible for people to do. But because of Peter's love for Jesus, even in the middle of the storm, Peter gets out of the boat and walks on water in the middle of the storm toward Jesus. Why? Because of his love for Jesus and his faith in Jesus Christ. See, sometimes we don't understand the storm we're in, but God calls us to walk by faith in the storm we're in, not to lose hope. In fact, sometimes in the middle of a storm, God will ask us to do something that's impossible for us to do. Maybe you're facing a financial storm, and God wants you to do something or give some money to somebody or to the church in the financial storm you're in. Maybe you're in a health storm, and God wants you to do something. You see, God, in the midst of storms, calls us out of our safety place and calls to walk in the storm, because God wants to do the supernatural in our life, and that requires obedience in our life. You are facing a storm today. God is calling you to put your trust in him and to do what he asks you to do in the midst of the storm. So Peter goes walking on the water. After walking a little bit, he loses faith because he starts looking at the problem instead of looking at Jesus, and he starts to go down in the water. Jesus picks Peter up, puts him back in the boat, and as soon as Jesus gets in the boat, the storm stops, because Jesus is the master of storms. But you see, Jesus allowed the disciples, and he told them to get in the boat. They weren't disobeying him. They did what he said to do, but they got in a storm, and Jesus was not in the boat. Sometimes we find ourselves in a situation, and we wonder where Jesus is. Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't leave us, that Jesus doesn't leave us, but we're just not aware of him, because the problem becomes so big that we forget that Jesus is there. We forget that Jesus is the master of storms. And Jesus comes walking into our life, and he calls us to do something in obedience to him so that he can show forth his power and his glory in the middle of storms. See, sometimes storms are created in order that God can show his glory and power. In Jesus' day, there was a man that was born blind. And the people asked, "Is this man born blind because of his parents' sin or his sin?" No, Jesus said, "This man was born blind for the glory of God." And Jesus healed that blind man. See, sometimes we get in storm because God wants to show forth his glory and power. See, Jesus is coming back again soon. And the closer we come to the return of Jesus Christ, the more wickedness there is, the more problems there is, and storms are going to increase. But in the midst of those storms, God wants to show forth his glory and power in the midst of the storm. I believe we're going to see the glory and power of God like nothing we've ever seen. Because when everything is good, we don't need the power of God. Everything is okay. But when things are bad, we need the power of God. So as storms arise, my faith arises. I expect God to do great things even in the midst of my storm. I may not understand why the storm is here, but I need to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I need to know that Jesus is the master of storms. And as he comes to me, I need to pursue Jesus Christ. I need to do what Jesus Christ has called us to do. So we are in a season of growing storms, but we need to respond to those storms as God has called us to respond. And today we need to build our lives in preparation for storms. Maybe you don't have a storm yet in your life, but we need to prepare ourselves for storms. You see, the people who lived in the mountains, they thought they were safe, so they didn't prepare for the storm. But those who were living along the ocean, they knew about storms that came from the ocean, so they prepared for the storm. Those in the mountain lost everything, and they lost their lives because they didn't prepare for the storm. So as the storm increased, we need to prepare for the storm. And Jesus talks about that in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Jesus says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine," or teachings of mine, "and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, but it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." So Jesus is telling us how we can prepare for storms. And he says we need to hear his word, and we need to do his word. He says, "Whoever hears my sayings and does them is like a man who builds his house on the rock." And that rock is Jesus Christ. That rock is the word of God. See, we can hear the word, but we have to do the word. James said, if someone hears the word but doesn't do it, he deceives himself. He's like someone who looks in a mirror and forgets what he sees. See, when you look in a mirror and you see dirt on your face, you need to wash the dirt off your face. You see, but if you just walk away with the dirt on your face, even after you look in the mirror, that's foolish. And so we look in the Word of God to change. We're not just studying the Word of God to learn about God, even though we're learning about God. We study the Word of God to change our life, to live according to the Word of God. So today, as storms increase, if you're going to live and go through a storm, you need to build your life according to the Word of God, not according to traditions of men or things of the world, but according to the Word of God. If you build your life on the Word of God, on Jesus Christ, the storm will not cause you to tremble. The storm will not cause you to fall. But everyone who builds their house on sand, and that's the things of this world, sand is always moving. Earth is always moving. And the things of the world are always changing. If you build your life on the world, on position and money and all the things of the world, when the storm comes, your house will not stand. So we're coming into a greater season of storms, and we need to be ready for those storms. We be ready for those storms by, first of all, giving our lives to Jesus Christ. We come to the storms by pursuing Jesus Christ, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We come into these storms, build our life on the Word of God. It's not just worship. It's not just going to church. It's on the Word of God. So, Lord God, I just pray for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. I pray, Lord God, that you'll encourage them by your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that if they're in a storm today, I pray that you'll come walking into their storm and they will by faith do whatever you ask them to do in the midst of the storm, Lord God. And when they do that, they will be delivered from the storm. Lord, I pray that we as people of God will prepare ourselves for the return of Jesus Christ. Prepare ourselves for storms and the return of Jesus Christ. I pray this word will encourage every person. Lord, I pray that you'll show yourself mighty on their behalf. Deliver them by your power, heal them, and provide their needs in Jesus' name. Amen. So I just encourage you to listen to Voice of Hope by the radio every Sunday. You can also go to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my messages. God bless you, and encourage your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday. Have a great week walking with the Lord. God bless.